Chapter 4. The Bridal Game. Mary was waiting for me in the stairwell at 5 o'clock. I felt nervous and excited. "The dress is perfect." She looked me over, made me twirl around. She commented that my makeup and dress made me special. "You make such a beautiful bride." "You really think so?" Several times she told me how nice I looked, and I believed her. "You will have so much fun, I promise. Come on," she said, pulling me after her up the stairs to the second floor. We stopped at a room, and Mary knocked. A man with gray hair and a wrinkled face opened the door. "Please come in," he said, and smiled at me. He was heavy, with a beer belly hanging out over his belt, and he wore only a pair of gray dress pants. "Here's your girl," Mary said as we stepped inside and shut the door behind us. "She's ready for you." "You are so lovely," he said. He smiled and asked me a few questions. He seemed nice enough, but something wasn't right. He stroked my hair and rubbed my shoulders. I wanted to believe that man cared for me. I desperately needed to know that I was loved and that he would be a daddy to me. Although I can't explain, it didn't feel as if we were playing a game, and I wasn't sure what was happening. He touched my face, patted my shoulder, and his hand moved down to my neck. "So young, so pretty, so sweet." Mary turned to the door, and just then a click made me know she had locked it. "I want you to meet Katerina," she told the man. "Kat, he's my friend." "You are so pretty," he kept saying to me. I smiled. Why wouldn't I? That was something my father had never told me. I was confused and a little scared, but I yearned to hear such words from a man. And yet, why did he make me feel uncomfortable? Something about the way he looked at me and the way it felt when he touched me didn't feel right. He walked over to the nightstand and motioned for me to sit next to him on the bed. I didn't move.
"Would you like to sit next to me, honey?"
Chills went down my spine, and like the nice, polite girl my mom had always taught me to be, I said, "No, thank you, sir." My voice felt shaky because I was...